This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is urging Switzerland to allow the re-export of weapons to Ukraine, saying the move would be vital in combating the Russian invasion. We get more from VOA's Diane Roberts.
Zelensky said in a video address to both houses of the Swiss parliament, quote, "We need weapons so we can restore peace in Ukraine," end quote. Switzerland has a long-standing policy of barring any country that buys Swiss arms from re-exporting them to the parties in a conflict. The request comes one day after Ukraine reported incremental advances in its counteroffensive against Russian forces in what it described as extremely fierce fighting. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
The United States strongly criticized North Korea after Pyongyang test fired two short-range ballistic missiles off its east coast. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller.
The United States, along with our allies in the region, Japan, the Republic of Korea, condemned today's DPRK missile launches. These launches are a clear violation of multiple UN Security Council resolutions. They demonstrate the threat of DPRK's unlawful weapons of mass destruction and ballistic missile programs posed to the region, to international peace and security, and to the global non-proliferation regime.
The launch of the two missiles occurred after South Korean and U.S. troops ended a fifth round of large-scale live-fire drills near the Korea's heavily fortified border. Pope Francis, was discharged from a Rome hospital Friday morning, 9 days after he underwent surgery to repair an abdominal hernia. The 86-year-old Francis left Gemelli Hospital in a wheelchair, waving to reporters and well-wishers at the main entrance as he was taken to a car nearby. His surgeon says he is well enough to travel. The Pope plans to travel to Portugal at the start of August and Mongolia at the end of that month. This is VOA News. Trees and electric poles were uprooted as roofs were damaged in several parts of India's western state of Gujarat on Friday amid a severe cyclone that made landfall overnight. Cyclone Biparjoy left a path of destruction across the western coast of India. More than 180,000 people were evacuated in the affected regions of India and Pakistan in the last few days as authorities braced for the cyclone. So far, there has been no immediate word or reports of casualties. The United States says the price caps on Russia's oil are cutting revenue nearly in half, weakening its economy. We'll get more on that story from Lisa Dwyer.
When the Group of Seven Nations and the European Union and Australia last year announced a plan to cap the price of Russia's oil, U.S. officials said it would deliver a most effective blow to Russia's economy, undermining its greatest revenue source. Now, 6 months later, the Biden administration is calling the policy a success. Officials say the price cap has contributed to a significant decline in Russian oil revenue, with a nearly 50% drop compared with last year. The International Energy Agency this week issued its five-year forecast on oil demand, which suggests that fossil fuels dominance is starting to wane as countries move toward renewable energy sources, which in turn could lessen the economic strength of countries like Russia. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Microsoft co-founder and philanthropist Bill Gates is due to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping Friday, according to state broadcaster CCTV. The announcement of the meeting comes after Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation said Thursday it is donating $50 million to China's Global Health Drug Discovery Institute to help strengthen its drug discovery capacity. Gates, one of the world's richest men, was in China Thursday for what he said were meetings with global health and development partners who have worked with his charitable foundation. And the UN chief, says fossil fuels compatible with human survival calls for a credible exit strategy. We get more from Shelley Adler.
I am very worried where the world stands on climate.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
Current policies are taking the world to a 2.8 degree temperature rise by the end of the century. That spells catastrophe.
The goal now is to require carbon emissions to be cut by 45% by 2030.
I have proposed the Climate Solidarity Pact, in which all big emitters would make extra efforts to cut emissions, and wealthier countries supporting emerging economies to do so.
The UN. That was Shelley Adler of the AP reporting. This is VOA News.